Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling a little rattled by life lately, and let's be real, who isn't sometimes? Then buckle up, because today we're diving into the power of resilience. We're talking about becoming the unbreakable force, the inner steel that doesn't get bent out of shape by every curveball the universe throws our way. And trust me, you don't need to be a philosopher in robes to do it. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, stoicism. Isn't that all ancient Greeks and marble statues? Well, yeah, there's that part. But the real magic is in how those principles translate to our modern lives. It's about finding strength in simplicity, clarity, and a whole lot of self-awareness. And guess what? It works. So, what are we going to get into today? Buckle up, because I've got five powerful takeaways that will help you build your inner fortress. First up, journaling. Ever felt like your mind is a runaway train, thoughts hurtling in every direction? Journaling isn't just about jotting down to dust, it's about creating space for the thoughts to settle, to process, and ultimately to guide us. Think of it like this. Your journal is a safe haven where you can be brutally honest with yourself. No sugarcoating, no filters, just raw, unfiltered emotion and thought. And trust me, that honesty is gold. It helps you identify patterns, triggers, and even opportunities for growth you might have otherwise missed. Second, we're talking about reflection. This isn't your typical Monday morning, what could I have done better kind of thing. This is deep, intentional self-assessment. It's about looking at your experiences, both the good and the bad, with a critical yet compassionate eye. Ask yourself, what lessons can I learn from this? How can I grow from this experience? Remember, growth isn't always linear, it's messy, it's unpredictable, but it's always worth it. Third, embrace discomfort. I know no one wants to feel uncomfortable. But here's the thing. True growth happens outside your comfort zone. Stoics understood this, and they practiced stepping into the unknown, facing their fears head on. It's like that saying, you don't get stronger by lifting weights you can easily handle. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your entire perspective? Stoicism is all about finding joy in the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine conversation with a loved one. These little moments add up to a life well lived. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face challenges, setbacks, and even failures. Stoicism isn't about being superhuman, it's about accepting the ups and downs of life with grace and understanding. Connecting with others who share similar values can provide support, inspiration, and a sense of belonging. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you are walking through a forest, right? It's beautiful, but there are these towering trees blocking your path, making it hard to see ahead. You could get frustrated, angry, even give up. But what if instead, you took a moment to breathe, to appreciate the beauty around you, and then start looking for alternative paths? That's resilience in action. Think about the time when you faced a challenge that seemed insurmountable. Maybe it was a difficult decision, a personal setback, or even just a really stressful day. How did you handle it? Did you let fear paralyze you, or did you find the strength to keep going? Remember, resilience isn't about being fearless, it's about facing your fears head on and coming out stronger on the other side. So, what can you do right now to build your own inner fortress? Start by journaling for just 5 minutes each day. Let those thoughts flow freely. Reflect on your experiences, big and small, and ask yourself, what am I grateful for? What lessons can I learn from this? And remember, you are not alone in this journey. Now go out there, embrace the challenge, and remember you are capable of anything you set your mind to. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Stoic Way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.